In these dark times, we do all need to find something, some words perhaps, to lighten up our days. Well, if it is not the words of Her Majesty the Queen, it can be poetry. And at about this time each day, we've been hearing from some of the BBC's best known voices reading their choice of verse, something that has a special meaning for them and they hope will make the day easier for you as well. Let's join Katya Adler now, our Europe editor. And Katya, you have a poem for us this morning.
I do, Nick, and I discovered this poem at a pretty dark time of my life. My dad died when I was 14 after a long illness, and this poem sort of tapped me on the shoulder and reminded me of the simple things that we can find around us to give us comfort. And that's something that my father always taught me, to drink in those small joys around you, whether it's the shadow of the moon on a clear night or a rainbow reflection on a glass of sun in the sunlight. This is the kind of thing we all need to grab onto tightly right now, I think, as the coronavirus casts its shadow over our lives. I'm reading the poem with my daughter Sophia, as she's pretty much the same age I was when I discovered the poem. And it's called The Stolen Orange by Brian Patton. When I left, I stole an orange. I kept it in my pocket. It felt like a warm planet. Everywhere I went, smelt of oranges. Whenever I got into an awkward situation, I take out the orange and smell it.
And immediately, on even dead branches, I saw the lovely and fierce orange blossom that smells so much of joy. When I went out, I stole an orange. It was a safeguard against imagining there was nothing bright or special in the world.
Yeah, and Sophia Adler, thank you very much indeed for bringing us that poem. All the poems that you've been hearing in recent days from Katya, colleagues like Jeremy Bowen and Alan Little, who you heard of last week, we're putting up on our social media feed. I think they do bring a real relief for all of us.